I greet you in the name of the true and ever-living God who redeemed, blessed, and sanctified us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Pray with me as we honor all fathers in the world. Guide them to be good role models and loving to all children. Help them to be better fathers like you, and give them grace and patience to handle situations in a loving way. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family, and a blessed Father's Day to the dads all over the place. Please be comfortable. God loves you, and so do we, fathers. It is Father's Day, but you would never know only because people might have sent you, or your parents, or not your parents, your children might have sent you Father's Day wishes. And I saw this funny little story, and I figured I would share it to you, how we fathers are so well treated. The husband and the wife, they've gone out shopping, and they came back and they parked the car. The husband comes into the house, and he has the diaper bag, he has the car seat, and he has the stroller. And his wife looks at him and says, "Where is the baby?" "Where is the baby? I know you didn't get it." Why would the women get it? That we were supposed to carry all three plus the baby. But that is okay. Isn't that amazing? And I thought of this listening to the first lesson. That on Father's Day, what is the lesson of Proverbs about? Women and their power. That they were basically around even before us. But that's okay. We know our roles in our lives, and we know the roles, our role, and we are very happy and contented with it. Because we say, happy wife, what? Happy life. But you see, when it comes to Mother's Day, you go into any store, you know the minute you walk into the store that Mother's Day is upon us. All the sales are buy one, get one free, 75% off. I happened to pop into a store with my wife this week. And all you could see is a little note that fathers get 40% off. And it was 40% off the smallest item. That's okay. We will continue to love all mothers, children, even those who don't feel that we are important. But for God and through His grace, we are important. And that's where it counts most, of how the Heavenly Father thinks of us. Today we are celebrating Trinity Sunday. And we always sometimes get confused because you go from Pentecost and we were in red, everything was red. And then Trinity, you believe that it's going to be green because from next Sunday right all the way to Advent, you're going to be green. But I need to share that there's one person in church that gets it right all the time. And they don't get it right by saying it. If you look at that person's clothing, you will know what the colors are for the Sunday. When I got here, we were in green, and I didn't check, so I'm taking responsibility. I thought it was green also. But there was a young man dressed in all white, and he says, "Father, I thought it was white today." I said, "Green." He says, "Well, if you say so, then it's so. But I thought it was white." But we were in all green. Everything was green. But it's changed. It is all white now because he was right. But he did not say to the ladies, "You're wrong." He just said, "I thought it was white." But that's how we men are. We know what? We know our place. Boy, do we know our place. We will suggest, we will not tell, but women will tell. They will tell us that we are wrong. We will suggest that they may be wrong. And I did not plan this part of the sermon. This happened this morning when I got here. My wife can tell you, she typed my sermon. This was nothing in my sermon. But thank you, Brother Bob, because you are in white, because you know it was white. But you suggested, you didn't tell the women it was white. But I know if it was the alternative, everyone would have told you, Bob, you got it wrong this morning. We are here for Trinity Sunday. And I always find it fascinating for Trinity Sunday because we are always the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I worked it out this week, and I don't know if I have it right, but I thought of it in saying that the Father, and I related it to the Old Testament. That in the Old Testament, we live by the law. God knows that his people were serving all various type of gods. So when he moved, he took his people from Egypt and brought them to the promised land. He gave them laws, a covenant of how they should live. That's why we have the commandments and the food laws. But he also gave them that everyone should be treated fairly. But you know, whenever laws are implemented, there's always a division. Some of us take laws to give it as an opportunity to have power over others. And you saw in the Old Testament where those who felt that they had achieved or attained such status in life treated others unfairly. Yes, the world will never have a balance. There'll always be an imbalance. But God realized that no matter what he did with the people of Israel, they just did not get it. So he says, okay, I'm going to throw a whack in all things. So what he does, he brought his son, Jesus Christ, on earth. What I call the new covenant. The new covenant, love your neighbor as yourself. Share what you have. Be mindful of the poor. But the Pharisees and the scribes, the powers did not like that. Because he was now infringing on their real life or their power. He also brought together the union that we have one God and he was the Son on earth. And all that we would receive would be through him. When you listen to the gospel this morning, he's telling the disciples, there's so much more I can tell you, but you are not able to handle it. Do you remember times in your life where your parents would say something to you and tell you, you won't understand now, but you'll get to understand it when you become older? Does that make sense? And then you get older and he goes, what, we get that aha moment. Aha. Now I understand what they were telling us. And this was pretty much what Jesus was doing. He was teaching his disciples, but he knew there was so much to do in a short ministry. They wouldn't all get it at that time. But he came, God sent him, to earth to be the guide and the strength for all of us to see how to live, a new way of living, the new covenant. Love one another as I loved you. This covenant of love, which we today still struggle with. You want to love people, but sometimes it just doesn't work. You do your best, and they just do or say something that just throws you off. You ever had a friend or a person that you're getting used to their friendship, you know it's a struggle, and you say, okay, God, I'm going to be the bigger person, and I'm going to always just be the one to understand. I'm not going to fight in this situation. I'm going to be the one to understand. I'm going to take the higher road all the time. But then sometimes during the process, they'll do something that just goes, enough, enough, enough. But that's the time you go back to God and says, God, I know the devil is tempting me. But you are here to guide me through these challenges and these troubles. The disciples were ordinary people that God, Jesus chose for his ministry. As I often tell you, God takes ordinary people to do extraordinary things. There are many of you here, because we're all ordinary people, but there have been many extraordinary things you have done in your life. And you can look back now and say, well, wow, growing up I never thought that was possible. But those were some of the extraordinary things God put in you that made you different and special. None of us are alike. We are all uniquely and loved and created by God. My brothers and sisters, I say to you, Jesus' message to the disciples was, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. And last Sunday was the Sunday of Pentecost. Jesus had now left the disciples, and that Spirit came. And that Spirit became the validation of who we would now live our lives through, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The triune God, the Father sent his Son, and now the Holy Spirit, and the life that Jesus had taught us on how we should live. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, tells us our faith must be strong. It is by faith and God's grace all is transformed. With the Holy Spirit, we all recognize, and through Jesus' ministry, that we were all one. No Jew, no Greek, no black, no white. The experience and the transformation of God was all one. In a character that produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has been poured into our hearts through his Holy Spirit. We as Christians, my brothers, have not been given a greater gift than God's Son, Jesus Christ, who has promised that he is our mediator and advocate. He is the one who we say our praise and take our supplications through to God. For this Father's Day, I say to you, my brothers and sisters, we know the Father, we have experienced the Son, the Holy Spirit is upon us. Let us take today and going forward each day, knowing that God's love is sufficient. This Father's Day, enjoy it. If your wife does not have anything planned for you, that's okay. Love her even more. And if she has something planned for you, love her even doubly more. Whatever you give, you've got the gift of that wonderful person who supports you. As the proverb says today, of wisdom. We are blessed with the great partner we have as men. Yes, sometimes we squirm, we complain, but they are our rock. They may not give us gifts today, but they give us love. And they love us without cause, even sometimes they don't tell us. But you men today, most of you are dressed well today because your wife dressed you. If she didn't love you, she would send you out looking anyway. But you look good today because she dressed you. My brothers and sisters, it is Father's Day, but it's okay to thank the mothers who make us better fathers. And a little song, and I don't sing, we can hear our Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I will take up my cross and follow him. Make it an awesome day, because that's your choice to make it a great day with God's grace and blessings.